Thank you for your presence in this room. Thank you for your presence in our lives, Lord. God, thank you that you didn't leave us on our own. You didn't leave us to try to figure out life on our own, but God, you came and you met with us. You came and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You showed us the way to the Father. You became the way to the Father. And then you promised us that you would never leave us or forsake us. You made a promise of your presence, Lord. You made a promise that we could always, at any moment, we could touch heaven simply by reaching out to you. Thank you that you're in this room. Thank you that you desire, Lord, to show yourself strong in the lives of those, not in the lives of those who have life figured out, not in the lives of those who have their lives together, but in the lives of those who are in need. And Jesus, that's all of us. Thank you that you are truly as close as the mention of your name. So in this moment, we just invite you to touch our lives. No matter what our need is, no matter what the point of need in our lives today is, whether it's relational, financial, emotional, physical, whatever our point of need is, Jesus, you want to be our good Savior. And you are mighty to save. We declare it in this place today. You are mighty to save, Jesus. You are mighty to save. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. He is good. You may be seated. All right. So tomorrow is election day. It's decision day in our nation. So I want to encourage you to prayerfully figure out, if you don't already know, where your polling station is and get there and vote. Be part of the process. And Pastor Graham, Pastor Pam, and myself, we've already voted because we've got district conference this week, so we're leaving tomorrow. Pastor Graham and I are leaving tomorrow morning for 3 days for district conference, and Pam is actually working the polling station that we're hosting here at our church, and then she's heading conference. So, but our office is open this week. It's being staffed by volunteers. So if you need anything, there's still humans here. Men's prayer tomorrow morning can't happen downstairs, and breakfast can't happen downstairs. And I'm not here. But if men, you want to pray, I think tomorrow would be a great day to pray for our election. So if you still want to come and pray, doors will be open at 8 o'clock. If you want to come and pray for an hour and then go out for breakfast or whatever, that would be great. Cover our election in prayer, but you can pray here instead of going downstairs. That would be great. All right. How y'all doing? Good. Good, good. I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for asking. Well, we want to encourage each other this morning. You didn't know you were going to be encouraging each other, but I'm telling you, you're going to be encouraging each other. We want to encourage each other on the mission that Jesus has called us to. We are not all evangelists, but we are all called to the Great Commission. When Jesus left this earth, and as he was leaving this earth, said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go and make disciples everywhere, in all nations, of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded, and I will be with you to the end of the age." When Jesus said that, he wasn't just talking to the few people that were standing in front of him, but that was the call to the church. That was the speech given over the inauguration of the church, the beginning of the church. It was the mission given to the church, the co-mission. We call it the Great Commission because it's a mission done in cooperation with Jesus. Great Commission. We were commissioned to go, right? So we are all called to the Great Commission, but we are not all gifted necessarily to be people who go out on the streets and preach. But we're all called to do something to advance the gospel. Can we all agree on that? Right? There is some responsibility that we all bear for the advancing of the gospel. And I would suggest to you this morning that the bare minimum that we can do as a church is to invite people to church. Does that make sense? That would be the bare minimum that I think there are other things we're called to do too, but the bare minimum is that we would all be able to invite someone to church. Now, we understand that inviting someone to church is not the same thing as inviting them to Jesus. We understand that. But we can invite them to a place where they can hear the gospel. We can invite them to a place where they can encounter the presence of Jesus. And there's an opportunity for them to come face to face with the good news of Jesus. Right? And so inviting others is just the beginning, but it's a beginning. It's just the beginning, but it's a beginning. We can all start there. And I know some of you have invited people in the past and they didn't come. How many have invited somebody to church and they didn't come? Right? My hand's up too. Invited people to church and they didn't come. It's okay. It's okay. If that's all it takes to turn us off of inviting someone to Jesus, to church, then we're easily turned off. Okay? Last year, we had an emphasis in October. It was actually on Thanksgiving Sunday. We had an emphasis called Welcome Home Sunday. Do you remember that? Welcome Home Sunday. And we encouraged you to invite people that once were a part of Evangel, that once were part of the family here, to invite them back. We prayed and we sent out invitations, and we didn't have a lot of response. And maybe it was because it was Thanksgiving Sunday and people have stuff with their families or whatever. I don't know why. But the reality is that statistically, people have to be invited a number of times to church before they kind of make plans and actually step out and do it, right? In fact, statistically, here's some interesting stats. According to statistics, about 80% of people, actually, let me ask this first. How many of you are part of either this church or another church? Some are visiting today. You are part of a church today because someone at some point invited you to church. Statistics tell us, we're close here. Statistics tell us that 80% of people who are part of a church came to church because someone invited them. Statistics also tell us that people who are polled, people who are asked, if you were invited to church, would you consider going? 80% of people said yes. That they would consider going to church if someone asked them. So that makes me wonder, why don't we do that more? Right? 80% of us came to church because someone invited us, and 80% of people out there, if asked, would be willing to go to church. I think we should maybe do it more. Right? Makes sense. So today we're going to focus on this important subject of being a bringer. You saw the banner in the foyer, hashtag be a bringer. And you'll probably see this show up on our social media lots in the days to come, hashtag be a bringer. So we're going to focus in on this, be a bringer. And at the end of this morning, you had a little card in your bulletins. And we're going to ask you, so be thinking about it, be praying about it. Even I give you permission to pray at the same time that you're listening to me this morning. I know you can multitask, right? So you stood up and brushed your teeth at the same time this morning. So I know you can multitask.